Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So this is a young man. His name is Jeff or Jefferson Burke, and he put a spoken word, what some people call a rap, a spoken word. This is the first time he ever did it. He was at a secular college, and they had the time where people would go up and you know, write poetry and do these different things, and nobody was, you know, doing anything for Jesus. So he thought, this is my perfect time. He thought, this is his one shot. He's going to never do this again. He's never done it to this point, and he's going to just write it. And he writes it, and it's entitled, Why I Hate Religion But Love Jesus. Hmm. And when he did it, he's thinking, boy, they're fixing to throw him out, right? He delivered that. And then everybody was just silent. All these kids were just silent at the university. And when he put it up on YouTube, 21.5 million people have viewed it. So we want to hear this first. This is what we're talking about. You know, what Derek was talking about in the first hour was his encounter with religion. That's what happened to Jesus when he bumped into religion. They said, who are you? What are you doing out here in our parking lot? You know, and he's going like, I'm the Son of God. And yeah. I came to tell you that the Father loves you and will forgive your sins. Get him out of here, quick!
He's healing people.
Stop him.
Jesus is looking in our cars. Is that crazy?
God. Yeah.
That's crazy, but true.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what they did to Jesus. And then some people said, stone him. Mm-hmm. So first of all, if that was you, if you had a parking lot experience like that, realize that Jesus had it too. Because they didn't want him in the building. They didn't want him because they were scared of Jesus. And the reason why they're scared of him, because he was Jesus. Mm-hmm. And all it is, we talk about this, and you can find this on the VFN TV blog. Practice these words. I was wrong. I mean, Fonzie couldn't say it, but he was an actor.
Yeah.
You know, we can say it. We can say, I was wrong, right? And then we just go, I'm following Jesus, you know, and just be willing to let go of everything that's not God. And so this young man that you're fixing to hear right here, if you're religious, this is going to really upset you. But if you're not and you love Jesus, you're going to go, yeah, that's right. But you understand, he came up with a single mother. His mother had some mental issues on top of that. And so he had all this, you know, she would drag him to church. He said for some reason, he didn't know why, because it wasn't, you know. And so he had all this church that never spoke into his life. They never said anything to him. And he was dying. He was going through all this turmoil by himself because his mother was dysfunctional. His father was absent. And this church, this religion, was doing this to him. And now he knows Jesus now. You can tell when you hear it. But you got to hear it because he talks about religion. So here it is. It's 4 minutes. You got to hear the whole thing. You can see the video on the VFN TV blog at VFNTV.com and click on the blog. Let's listen.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? Tell single moms God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat, but it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now I ain't judging, I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be on to me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people. It's a hospital for the broken, which means I don't have to hide my failure. I don't have to hide my sin, because it doesn't depend on me. It depends on Him. See, because when I was God's enemy and certainly not a fan, He looked down and said, I want that man. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it, He called them fools. Don't you see, so much better than just following some rules? Now, let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let Him in? See, remember, He was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now, back to the point, one thing is vital to mention. How Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do, Jesus says done. Religion says slave, Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different clans. Religion is man searching for God. Christianity is God searching for man. Which is why salvation is freely mine, and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because He took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down His face. He took what we all deserved. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, He yelled, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because when He was dangling on that cross, He was thinking of you. And He absorbed all your sin, and He buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there's room. So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, I believe He meant it.
I think He said it all. Is that beautiful or what?
Powerful.
Man, that was that was awesome.
Isn't it?
It really was.
22.5 million people saw that and couldn't stop talking about it. You know why? Because that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. And the thing we can do, we can look at what is and yell at it and say, change. And religion is going to say, what part of don't you understand? This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be the change you want to see. God looks for a man.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look for organization. He looks for a man like Charles Seymour with Azusa Street Revival. He looks for, you know, a Dowie or a John G. Lake. He looks for an Amy Semple McPherson. It's you keep looking to everybody else to be what God told you to be. It's time for you to be, because you're going to stand alone, just like He's talking about in this. Realize that that if, in fact, that situation is a religious situation, that Jesus does not love that situation, but He loves the people in that situation. And the reason why you're having this experience with God, because God is with you and God is in you, is not because God's in the building. It's because God's in you. You are the building of God. Know ye not that you're a temple of God, that God's Spirit dwells inside of you? It's really cool. Every time I get with this person, it's just like, you know, God shows up. It's because He says, when two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of it. But somebody told you it was the building, the organization. Listen, break free from the religious bondage and begin to abide with Jesus Christ. Begin to hang out with Him. Go to iabide.org and find out how to hear His voice. Commit to 6 weeks. You yourself do this. Once you do that, begin to pray like Jesus did. Find out who else wants to abide with Jesus. Let them take the six-week challenge. And then as you guys are meeting once a week, sharing about what God is saying, God's going to tell you what to do. Or you can just wait till they feed you and slide your tray under the bar. See, I looked in the mirror to see what my issue would be. When I looked in the mirror, I saw that my issue was me. See, God's looking for you. He's calling out your name. But the dilemma is here. You alone have to respond. You have to respond to Him. Look, everything is falling around us. Because He says, I looked and looked for a man to stand in the gap so that I wouldn't have to destroy the land. But He says, I couldn't find one. And people are going, I'm trying to help you find one, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And God's going, why don't you just be one?
Right.
Here I am.
send me. But I've never lived outside the building. I don't know how is there life outside of that? Actually, there's a lot of darkness and we need some light outside of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's time to be the church. It's time to, and you can't join, you really can't join the church. All you can do is be recognized that you are the church because it's the body, it's the building, it's people, not stucco and whatever. It's somebody who knows Jesus and made him the Lord of their life. And so you just recognize they are, and then you get rightly related to them. You know, Paul said, I warned you day and night with tears that wolves would come in amongst your number and even come up from among you. And today's church says, wolves, come on in. Got big billboards up. Come on in. Matter of fact, eat the sheep. Hopefully during the process of eating the sheep, you might get saved.
Right.
It's like wrong answer. And that he warned day and night. Listen, we have a responsibility as shepherds to protect the flock, and we have a responsibility to identify the flock that we're supposed to be responsible for. But listen, this whole biblical perspective, you know, as you know, Derek and I were talking the other day, that when you look, when you walk, you just, it's the word of God, that when you do this, you can't do what God's told you to do in a religious format. No. They contradict each other. It's like oil and water. It's like up and down. It's like the two opposing magnetic poles pushing against each other. It's the old wineskin and the new wineskin. You can't obey God and stay in an area where people aren't obeying God. It's not, they may be religious, but you can't, they won't work. And you can't blame them for your lack of obedience. You just need to obey God.
Yeah.
You know, you need to obey God. And if you can begin to do that, we're going to make that available for you. I may have that here. On highlights, it's about how you can do this right where you're at. Begin to take that abiding challenge yourself and begin to learn how to listen to God. Begin to spend time with Him. Then begin to encourage others after you have to do the very same thing. And then begin to meet once a week in there, and you do this over and over again. And where you're gathering with the people that are Christians there that profess to be believers, and you'll find out that you'll start hearing from God, and you'll know what to do. His sheep know His voice and follow. None other. Amen?
Man.
Had a preaching moment there. We'll be right back this moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.